Now Lie in It, written by William Shooketh and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends fanfic, rated explicit, archive warning for rape/non-con. Additional tags, alternate universe, canon divergence, unreliable narrator, non-consensual filming, mutual non-con, Mew is his own warning, morning after. Summary. Completing the tableau of shit is the armada of texts and missed calls on his phone, which he discovers while waiting for the tub to fill. Half of them are from Choom. She is pissed, wow. And then there's a ton from casual friends and acquaintances, ranging from, "Are you for real dating Ray?" to a vague and ominous, "Dude, what the fuck?" Mew wakes up after the Halloween party. He's played a little too rough. Can we talk about last night? Mew does not want to talk about last night. Currently, he does not want to do anything that doesn't involve painkillers or coffee or water to wash out the back of his throat. But Top is here, still in his stupid Top Gun costume. Only now, he's got puffy eyes and lines on his face from whatever he slept on, and there's an angry red nail scratch down the side of his neck. Mew pretends not to notice it. Instead, he latches his eyes on the two steaming mugs in Top's hands. He purses his lips when Top offers him one. Coffee, like he read his mind. It's a little weak, and weird-tasting, too, with the cocaine alcohol backwash in his throat. He grimaces through a few sips, and when Top looks sad about it, he pretends not to notice that either. "Mew, I mean it. I'm not trying to push you, but I really..." Top stops short, eyes focused somewhere in the region of Mew's hands, which are shaking a little. He hasn't had breakfast. Squinting at the clock on the far wall of the bedroom tells him it's past 10:30. He can't remember the last thing he ate, or when he ate it. How does Ray do this every night? He wants a bath. Top looks like a dog anticipating a kick. "Do you not remember?" he asks, all tentative. Mew frowns up at him, letting the confusion on his face speak for itself. The idea of that bath is feeling more and more tempting every minute. He feels gross, itchy, and a bit like someone's punched him in the sternum, hard. He slept in his costume, and the lycra is sticking to him all over the place. "You..." Top breaks off for the second time. "You passed out. I had to put you to bed. The police came. Ray almost got arrested. June's really mad, too. And, you..." The third pause. Mew stares at him, half hoping he'll just say it, half hoping he'll chicken out, and then they can just go on with their lives. Top's mouth works, like he's chewing his tongue. His throat bobs. He's not meeting Mew's eyes. "Nothing," he says at last. Completing the tableau of shit is the armada of texts and missed calls on his phone, which he discovers while waiting for the tub to fill. Half of them are from Choom. She is pissed, wow. And then there's a ton from casual friends and acquaintances, ranging from, "Are you for real dating Ray?" to the vague and ominous, "Dude, what the fuck?" He opens his chat with Choom. The last text she sent, at roughly 4 a.m. "Did I not tell you Ray was a bad idea?" He backscrolls, not reading the deluge, just clearing the notifications, and then he moves to the next chat, which he doesn't realize is Boston's until he's there, staring at their skeletal back and forth, and his stomach is starting to churn. From 2:59 a.m. this morning. "Hope you get cheated on again." Mew's fingers are moving before his brain can intervene. "Why, are you going to do the honors? and he slams the send button. A second later, red, 10:54. The typing bubble pops up and disappears. Despite himself, as he peels off his costume, he wonders what Boston is doing right now. Probably in bed next to whatever he decided to fuck last night, staring at his phone, trying to come up with an adequately nasty response. Well, nothing Mew can do about it now. He isn't going to sweat it. He takes his bath. The water is way too hot, but he toughs it out. By some miracle, Ray is upright and in the kitchen when Mew emerges from the steamy bathroom. He looks hungover, and he's staring at his phone. The screen shows a barrage of texts. June, probably. Hey. Mew nods his greeting and sits opposite him at the kitchen table. Are you okay? Ray asks. Mew purses his lips. Where's Top? He asks. Ray's face does the sad puppy thing, and then the lip curl of contempt comes out. Was he here? I haven't seen him. Already left, then. Mew feels like food, and also a bit like passing out, especially after that scalding bath. He gets up and starts rooting through the pantry, but somehow there's nothing more substantial in there than chips. He drops back into his seat with the bag before vertigo sets in, and crams a handful into his mouth. At least the salt tastes good. Listen, Mew, Ray says, and he's back to puppy voice. Obviously I wasn't there for it, but April texted, and she said things got kind of crazy. Mew eats another handful of chips, eyes big, and waits for more. Ray delivers. I mean, I'm not even really sure what she's talking about, because at first it sounded like, you and Top had hooked up, but then she said that Ton and Top had hooked up again, and then she said... He trails off, looking at Mew like he's hoping for the gaps to get filled in. Mew swallows his mouthful of chips. I don't remember, he says. I think I must have blacked out. Ray pinches the bridge of his nose and then drags his hands down his face. Chim's been on my case all morning, he says, and saying that seems to open the floodgates because then he adds, all in a rush, she said they did it in front of everybody and it was really weird that you made them. Mew wants another bath. Oh, his mouth says. What else does he say? How does he handle this? Ray looks like he wants to be drunk. She said Ton was, like, a mess. Do you seriously not remember this? I told you, I blacked out, Mew repeats. And then, because he must be some kind of a masochist, what do you mean, made them? And then, because he can't resist, I didn't think you'd have to make them. I don't know, I wasn't there, Ray says, uneasy. She said you wouldn't let them leave, like you were yelling at them. Hey everybody, they're gonna fuck! Make out, make out, make out, make out! I mean, I was on coke, Mew says. He makes a noise that might be a laugh, a tight, high-strung little jitter in his lungs. For the first time, like, ever, I was high. Ray stares at the table. That's just what she said, he mumbles. He gets up and goes to the fridge. Hair of the dog? Pass, says Mew. The wooden bench that Top and Boston were on last night is technically a bookshelf. Not that there are any books on it right now. Those are scattered all over the floor, next to some suspicious-looking stains. Come on, you should give him a good time. Mew stares at them for a second, and then starts gathering the books up at a loss for what else to do, tiptoeing around the stains. He puts them back on the shelf, then sits on it himself and surveys the carnage of last night, the torn streamers and glitter confetti and Halloween decorations, the abandoned bottles and Solo cups. It's going to be a nightmare to clean up. His phone buzzes. Boston's found his comeback. Fucking psychopath. Mew leaves him on read. He goes to his dusty, cobwebbed chat with Top and taps out. Hey, Ray told me what happened. I just want to say I'm sorry and make sure you're okay. I was super coked out. I know it was really shitty of me. I'm so sorry. He hits send and waits for the red receipt, but it doesn't come. He opens his camera roll. It's a sea of red and blue from last night. Glittery selfies with Ray and Choom and April. And then, right at the end, there's the video. He turns his phone volume all the way down before he hits play, but somehow he can hear it anyway. The distorted bass of the music pumping through the speakers, the jostle of voices, how Choom and April are trying to make him put his phone down and sit down and calm down, and above all of it, his own laughter, and under all of it, Boston choking on Top's dick, on his knees where Mew put him, Top fucking his face, looking like he's mentally somewhere past Saturn. His whole face screws up when he comes. It makes him look ugly, and Mew doesn't remember if he looked ugly like that or not when he did it with Mew. His volume is down, but he knows everything that got said when Boston turned around and spat a mouthful of spit and cum at Mew's feet, looking murderous, and like 10 seconds later, Top is putting his arms around him from behind and starting to jack him off, even though he's soft, because Mew told him to. His chest wall itches. He's getting kind of hard watching it. He hears it without hearing it, when Boston starts whimpering, Top's eyes looking liquid over Boston's shaking shoulder, and 3 seconds later, the video cuts off as Choom finally wrenches the phone out of Mew's hand. Mew stares at his screen until it goes dark. He rubs his eyes. The thought occurs, then, that he could drop the video in a text and send it to Boston. Like, figured you'd want this one, too. He considers it, and decides against it. Instead, he opens his chat with Top again. The red receipt is there, 11:40 on the dot. The typing bubble appears, then disappears, then appears again. Mew sags back against the wall, swallowing against his dry and bitter throat, and watches it flicker. The end. Thanks for listening.